What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today, I hear every mother say. Mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and it helps her understand.
A media radio show between two brothers.
By me, Zachary Ferguson.
And me, Sam Ferguson.
Whose opinions mean absolutely nothing.
Listen every Sunday at 11 a.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn.
A toot to you.
And to you, sir.
Give you your utterance of the day. Scream to our locker, statement for Rochelle. Paper for Baghdad out of the hotel.
You've been listening to The Peculiar Utterance of the Day by Tom X. Chow.
Join host John Reed on a rapid descent from the heights of absurdity to the profound depths of human experience.
Let's go on a race to the bottom. You know you gotta log on the web. If you wanna be a part of the radio show, please come with me and we'll go to the show. I know you wanna go to the bottom. You really, really wanna be there with me in Radio Free Brooklyn, baby.
Race to the Bottom, 10 a.m. Saturdays on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I don't know if I can start writing in that speed, but I open my eyes to take a peek. To find that I don't spy in the steam, gazing on this tranquility. And
Greetings, holiday greetings. This is your host, Jorge, at Hurdy Gurdy Songs here at Radio Free Brooklyn. And thank you for joining me today. And I'm very happy to bring you a very special program. We're going to hear something that has been rarely heard in this part of the world. It's a 1957 broadcast.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. My apologies. What can I say? Brooklyn, this is Jorge, Hurdy Gurdy Man on Hurdy Gurdy Songs, welcoming you to episode number 73. I'm going to jump right into it. I recently was in my homeland, Colombia, and visited Bogota in my hometown. And I picked up some tips and some Hurdy Gurdy songs about the scene that's going on. It's been going on for a while in Bogota and Medellin, Cali, the bigger cities. And I wanted to play some of the music that I picked up. And again, it's, why is it hurdy-gurdy songs? Well, because these are songs that are all part of the social kind of a movement of young artists, musicians who are doing a variety of things, but much of it is driven by this kind of serious resistance and concern and political advocacy against a lot of endemic issues that have been troubling Latin America and Central America of late, and where a lot of the groundwork and activism is taking place. So with that, we're going to start with this program, Uy, qué horror, which is kind of a phrase which is very common phrase. Oh man, what a mess. And to focus on the hope of the Colombian people in the new music scene. So let's just get right to the music. This is Jorge on Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Welcome.
Thank you.
Pedacito de Esperanza. That's Lucia Pulido, vocalist, along with Serrero, electronic musician, and so much of what's happening. It's been happening, as I mentioned, for quite a few years now, is this real interest in experimental music, in the avant-garde, per se, in electronica, in traditional folk musics from Colombia, all being brought together under this umbrella of new music colombiana, new Colombian music, nueva música colombiana. And in Bogota, this seems to be, it's sort of an epicenter for a lot of this kind of activity in clubs like Latino Power, venues where there are these gatherings of experimental musicians and collectives. And Lucia Pulido, of course, is the Colombian-born vocalist who really broke a lot of the ground with a lot of this experimentation, at least in terms of the vocal approach. In any case, I'm going to continue with from that piece, a little piece of hope, and that sort of captures the zeitgeist of Colombia, Bogota, and much of the protests that are going on. This next piece is by La Boa, also musician, DJs that are very involved in both the social movement and the cultural movement. This is called Sin Ley, translated to without law, or lawless, perhaps.
Thank you. mozo del diablo y un arma en la mano, lo lacayo del rey. Se abre el tablero y al peón obrero le toca jugar. Empezó la partida en la torre, lo miran y estará con vida mientras dure su suerte. Lo acechan jinetes que con golpe fuerte lo dejan aturdido. Y un rey protegido soltará de su nido al alfil de la muerte.
there we have an obvious example of contemporary popular hip hop cumbia as exercised by Mad Professor and Frente Cumbiero. Mad Professor is this wonderful DJ that has quite a history of doing you know, a lot of work with a lot of dub masters. He's worked with Sly and Robbie, even, you know, Lee Scratch Perry, The Orb, and Massive Attack, people like that. So he has a very strong dub portfolio. And that track was called Chuku Steady, very much a cumbia, as I said. And this was something that they themselves described kind of as a gypsy rock cumbia hip-hop, you know, mixture. And this is what's happening on the contemporary, the current scene in Bogota, in Colombian cities. So while it's got a totally laid back feel, it's still, in this example of Chuku Steady, you have these wonderful horns that are kind of, you know, reminiscent of banda pelayeras, of these horns, of these municipal brass bands that you find throughout the Atlantic northern coast of Colombia. So there you go, Mad Professor with Frente Cumbiero. We're going to play some more Frente Cumbiero. But first, I'd like to thank you again for joining us today here at Radio Free Brooklyn, where in beautiful downtown Bushwick, we are trying to do something very unique with community-driven radio, internet radio. Please share with us. Go to our website, radiofreebrooklyn.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Join us. Support us in any way you can, even if it's like $1, $5, anything you can. We will certainly appreciate it. We are completely volunteer, and our programming is unique. I can tell you that I myself am going to be delving more deeply into more of my own Latin music. Next week, I think I'm going to explore music of Bolivia, some contemporary Bolivian music that also is very much a set of hurdy-gurdy songs that is concerned with the condition of the social condition and political conditions through which people are actually experiencing their very, very problematic lives in places outside of the U.S. In this case, Bolivia. I probably will come back to more Colombian music, especially I want to do a piece on the San Basilio de Palenque, the maroon town in the northern coast of Colombia. We'll be focusing on some of the music from there. And I'm going to get back to the music now, but I do want to say that that's one of the things that we do at Radio Free Brooklyn is we have such unique programming. I can tell you, just in the Latin sphere, my good friend David Little has a wonderful show called New Latin World every Saturday afternoon. So between David, myself, and others here at Radio Free Brooklyn, you're going to certainly hear a lot of interesting music from Central South America and Latin Hispanic speaking nations and their diasporas. Okay, let's get back to Ladelio Valdés with a song very apropos to the Colombian situation, which is Oye Tu Lamento. Listen to your cry.
Oye Tu Lamento. Cámbialo por brisa y mar. Oye tu lamento. Cámbialo por brisa y mar. Cámbialo por brisa y mar. Oye tu lamento. Cámbialo por brisa y mar. Oye tu lamento. Cámbialo por brisa y mar.
prisa y más.
So we are listening to Pichito from Frente Cumbiero. Again, this is one of the very, very prototypical new música colombiana ensembles. You can kind of hear that they make it a point of their rasp instrument, the guacharaca, kind of a scraping instrument, is really the root source instrument in a lot of the cumbia, whether it's from Colombia or from elsewhere in the Latin world. And there are many forms of cumbia, cumbia villera, all sorts of manifestations of cumbia. The Colombian brand in this particular project from Frente Cumbiero really focuses on this transnational guacharaca, this scraping instrument that is the source of cumbia rhythmic timeline. Frente Cumbiera also incorporates tuba and saxes, giving it kind of a genre known as porro vibe to their electronica. So between their electronic and percussion and those horns, this is a good example of this kind of mixture of traditional indigenous African and also very much Latin, Hispanic, Colombian cultural reference. Pichito. This is the kind of music you hear in clubs such as Boogaloo and Latino Power. There's a whole scene in Bogota and Cali and elsewhere that are doing this kind of programming. I hope you're enjoying today's version of Hurdy-Gurdy Songs. We're going to go on now with another track from Sistema Solar, another well-known group, with Yo Voy Ganao. And this makes reference to the, well... the music of los llanos. Hurting songs.
los engaños. Y un rayo con fallo me hallo. Yo solo la playa te trae, tú sabes,
sabor y hueva.
That is Maquineros Bacatá. This is one of the most happening groups right now that's really been getting a lot of attention. It's a collaboration between Danny Michel, Serrero, Danny Boom, and Gala Galeano. Each one of them a major DJ in their own right. Now, I have to acknowledge and thank Simon Calle, my ethnomusicology friend, for turning me on to that. Before that, we did listen to Sistema Solar. With Yo Voy Ganao, another good example of where you're hearing a lot of indigenous instruments, along with electronica and beats of all, you know, from hip hop to like a traditional Afro-Colombian beats from the Pacific, the Atlantic, Africa, West Africa. It's really this amazing thing that's happening in Colombia with contemporary music, electronic music as such. I'm going to leave you now with, last piece from Sistema Solar. Until next time, this is Hurdy-Gurdy Jorge wishing you the best, and be listening for next week's program. Probably it will be exploring music of Bolivia. Until next time, peace out.